Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a year for what? And they're going to fire him. They're not going to be here to make that pick. You think John Mara is okay with the idea of losing next year? He's not. You might be. Like you just said, oh, listen, it's already been like this for, you know, 9 out of the last 11 years. What's the difference? That's not how the owner views it. Listen to him speak. The owner is not coming up with a plan to tank for next year for Arch Manning. I promise you. He's pissed off and he wants wins. And you might be okay with it. The rest of the fan base isn't. They're flying planes over the stadium. You think you're okay with losing? Why? Because you don't like these quarterbacks, but Arch Manning is great? What's Arch Manning ever done? He's thrown like 50 passes in his college career. We have no idea what he's going to be. Never mind the fact that, does Arch Manning want to be here? The franchise is in a terrible spot, and now he's got to compete with his uncle's legacy? Is that where Arch Manning wants to go? Like, because Eli Manning played for the Giants, it's just like, hey, wait for Arch next year. Like, I don't know if Arch Manning's coming out in the draft. I don't know if Arch Manning's any, like, better than Shedeur Sanders. You might say he is. He might have shown it early on in his career. He's thrown, like, 45 passes in his college career. We have no idea what kind of player he's going to be in college. None. And then just because he's a Manning, it's God's given right that he's going to be a New York Giant. They might not want him to the Giants. One, the franchise is in disarray. And two, now you're gonna put him in a spot where he's going to be a top pick and he's got to compete with his uncle's legacy? The guy could win a Super Bowl and it'd be considered a failure compared to his uncle. You guys make it sound like it's just that simple. Oh, yeah, we'll just get a quarterback next year. You didn't want a quarterback last year. I got the same calls last year. I'm like, they should draft a quarterback. No, I don't know. They're not going to get Daniels. You think May is really that good? I'm not drafting Bo Nix. Bo Nix sucks. Michael Penix is like 45 years old. We had all the excuses to not draft a quarterback last year. Then it'll be this year. Then it's next year. Stop being afraid of drafting the quarterback. It's the only damn position that makes a difference. I don't get it. And trust me, John Mara is not okay with tanking for any quarterback next year. He wants to win. If Brian Daboll and Joe Shane have two ways to keep their jobs, and I'm not saying they should go and move heaven and earth to make these two things happen, but they're human. They want to do what's best for the franchise, but they want to be part of it. So they have two ways to keep their jobs. Win games this year, or show that they are in the process of developing a quarterback. That's it. And they're hedging their bets. They've got two veterans, and they're going to go draft a quarterback.